Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Welcome to The Rush Hour. It's the 24th of November. Well, as you would know, if you listened to yesterday's program, right now I'm actually on retreat at Jamboree Abbey, south of Sydney, and hence this program is pre-recorded. And of course, it's possible to pre-record this because I'm not exactly doing a current affairs program today, but rather a history program, a This Day in Catholic History. So what happened on November the 24th throughout the ages? Well, let's sit back now and join me to find out on this short adventure through time. On this day in 380, Theodosius I held his triumph at Constantinople, having concluded a victorious peace with the Goths. As Roman emperor, he stamped out the last vestiges of paganism, put an end to the Arian heresy in the empire, and pacified the Goths. On this day in 496, Pope Anastasius II was elected. A false tradition associated him with heretical opinions. Dante depicted him in the sixth circle of hell among the heretics. In 642, Pope Theodore I was consecrated. Of Greek descent, he was born in Jerusalem. He spent much of his pontificate combating monothelitism, a heresy which persisted in the East. Monothelitism teaches that Jesus Christ had two natures, but only one will. This is contrary to the more common Christology that Jesus Christ has two wills, human and divine, corresponding to his two natures. On this day in 1531, the second Peace of Capel brought an end to the Capel Wars during the Swiss Reformation. On this day in 1713, it was the birth of the Spanish missionary to Western Africa, Father Junipero Serra. Beginning in 1769, he established 9 of the first 21 Franciscan missions founded along the Pacific coast and baptized 6,000 Indians before his death in 1784. On this day in 1838, Canadian Sulpician missionary Francois Blanchet first arrived in the Oregon Territory at the age of 43. The Apostle of Oregon, as he was known, spent 45 years establishing churches in the American Northwest. And the first papal discussion about the topic of brain death can apparently be traced to Pope Pius XII's address to an international congress of anesthesiologists on November the 24th, 1957. The Catholic Church, in the decades to follow, set in place a Christian anthropology that understood death to be connected in some essential way to the loss of brain function. Pope Pius XII had noted that if a person is being kept alive only through means of artificial respiration, then the soul may have already left the body. And that's all for today's program. Please pray for me that I have a wonderful retreat, and I'll pray for you that you have a wonderful day. Thanks very much. God bless you and your loved ones.